The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Randy Corporan. I'm Jan Cook in for Randy. Randy's producer, Mike, will be taking your calls shortly at 303-696-1971. But for now, would love for you to listen to an important update on Senate Bill 166. We have two distinguished senators who can really delve into what are the critical issues with this bill. Senators Kent Lambert from El Paso County and Kevin Lundberg from Larimer County, both on the JBC and Appropriation Committees. Also, Ken Lundberg is a candidate for treasurer, and if he has time, he will also give us his elevator pitch as to why choose Kevin for your next treasurer. Welcome back, gentlemen.
Well, thank you very much.
Hi, Jan. Ready to go.
Here we go. So you both have busy mornings. I appreciate your holding on through that long break. So tell us, what are the critical issues around this bill that voters need to be aware of, or citizens need to be aware of?
Well, Kent, why don't you jump in?
Yeah, I'll start this out. And just with a little bit of background, of course, we all know that the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement investigators from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, what we call ICE agents, have certain criteria for starting the process, making the arrests of illegal aliens, and then starting, in some cases, a deportation process. One of the classes of deportation actions has to do with criminal convictions. And in the federal law, that class of deportations kicks in at 365 days. So very clearly, different states have different definitions of whether they call that a misdemeanor one, a misdemeanor two. In Colorado, the highest conviction rate of a misdemeanor two is 365 days. Senate Bill 165 is designed to lower that threshold from 365 days to 364 days. And what that would do is to keep an alien from being subject to that deportation class for a criminal conviction. Now, there's a lot of disinformation that's been coming out about this bill that, we're just trying to protect, law-abiding aliens from or somebody who's committed a minor offense. I would suggest that someone convicted of a year in jail is not a minor offense. As a matter of fact, because of plea bargaining, quite often these criminals may have committed felonies, but maybe their lawyers plea bargained down to a lesser Class 2 misdemeanor. In this case, if they are convicted of a Class 2 misdemeanor, Senate Bill 166 would basically remove that eligibility for deportation by the U.S. government. So this is, I believe, a very, very direct means of shielding criminal aliens from federal law. And I think we all should be outraged by this, especially after we're seeing all the actions going out in California right now, where, by the way, the federal government has done a great job just in fiscal year 17-18. They've arrested and deported over 20,000 illegal aliens in California, 81% of which were criminal. So, if we want to have these criminals, I'm sure there's a lot of documentation about the severity of crimes being committed by criminal aliens, and that's what we're talking about here. These laws apply to both aliens who are here legally mm-hmm. and aliens who are here illegally. But by changing this this law, it's a direct attempt to avoid deportation for criminal aliens that are committing this class of crime.
And what would be the reason for Republicans who are traditionally law and order favorable to support something like this? Are there Republicans that are supporting SB 166 currently?
The Senate sponsor for SB 166 is a Republican. It came to our Judiciary Committee, and as I recall, it passed unanimously from the Judiciary Committee. And I'm not so sure if they got all the information correctly, because I talked to one lawyer from the criminal defense bar who I thought was greatly obfuscating the issue. And, I went to get a specific memo from our legislative lawyers. Matter of fact, the lawyer who drafted this bill, and he says, right in his memo, he says, SB 166 could keep an alien from being subject to the deportation class of criminal convictions. It's very, very plain what this bill does. And yes, I think your listeners are probably aware that there is some diversity of opinion within the Republican Party. There are organizations that favor having illegal aliens here, obviously for work reasons, but this is a different issue. This is not just illegal aliens. These are criminal actions. These are not good actors. If somebody is being committed a crime that has a sentence of 365 days or 364 days, that's a long time in our jails. I think it's demonstrable that that's not good behavior, and whether they are here legally present or illegally present, our State Department and our federal government, the Department of Justice, needs to have the opportunity of reviewing those cases and then deciding whether to proceed with deportation actions. Now,
and also, this is not limited to the rural areas. Is that correct? Because often
This is state law. This mm-hmm. is state law. And I think in some cases, I mean, we have, obviously some areas that have other types of jobs. They're not necessarily just agrarian jobs. But, in all cases, if illegal aliens are here and are being hired by U.S. employers in violation of federal law, which it is, we need to, that's a slightly different issue here, but that does reveal the motivations of many, employers who want to be able to under the table, basically pay cash, in most cases for, the services of people here who are here in alien status. So go ahead, Kevin.
This is Kevin Lundberg.
I wonder if I... Yeah, let me jump in just a little bit, because in preparation for this interview, I went back and reviewed the audio recording for the committee hearing, the Judiciary Committee hearing on this bill.
Mm-hmm.
And they were given bad information by both those who are testifying and the Senate sponsor was in error as well by saying that this only applies for aliens who are here legally, because it really does spin back to the, are we creating an environment here in Colorado where somebody can come here illegally and actually continue to live and work and do all the things that you should be doing if you are here legally but not illegally?
Correct.
I believe, and a little bit about the process, it is now before the Senate as a whole to be considered, but I believe it needs to be sent back to that committee They need to look at the merits of the bill with the full information that this applies to both those who are here legally and illegally.
Yeah, because if I may, because it's also going to attract new illegal populations, because the excuse is that you can have bad criminal conduct. And what you're telling us is that you have illegals that are here that are also still breaking our laws, and we want to make it easier for them to do this without retribution or full punishment as we would expect from our citizens.
Yeah, this is an obvious end run around the rules to avoid the federal government, ICE, people from getting involved in what is their job. I find it shocking that we're considering this on the Senate floor. Therefore, I want that committee to go back and look at the facts clearly and make that determination again as to whether they think this bill should move forward.
Now, what can we do, a call to action, if you will, with people who are listening, people who I will be going back to give them some thoughts, other than just sending out their emails and phone calls to their legislators? Is there anything else that we can do as citizens?
Well, that really is the big point right now. It's up to the Senate as a whole to determine what to do with this bill. And if it's just considered on the floor, I'm pretty sure it's just going to pass in its current form. So I believe people ought to talk to their senator and say, please put this back in committee where they can look at it and get the facts, the correct facts, rather than be misinformed when they made their decision.
Okay, and if one of you wouldn't mind, if you could just send an email to me to that effect so that I can get that information out to folks, I would really, really appreciate it. Any final words about SB 166?
Jan, I'd like to conclude on two points here. I asked our lawyers, as I said, in our – actually, the lawyer that drafted this bill – he said an alien, and this is a written document, it's a public document, an alien, whether here lawfully or not, who is convicted of a crime subject to Senate Bill 166 that is found to be a crime of moral turpitude would not be subject to deportation for that conviction. So this applies whether a person is here legally or not here legally. And part of the disinformation about this is, well, ICE can come and get an illegal alien anytime they want. Well, that is not specifically, whether they can or not, that has nothing to do with this bill. This bill has to do with the rules to go around the federal law, which puts people into this class of criminal convictions at 365 days by which they would, trigger a deportation action. If we lower it to 364 days, it's basically shielding those criminals from the federal government deportation action.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me.
And, Jan, one more thing.
Yes.
Remember, the caucuses are on Tuesday.
Yes.
Senator Lundberg, he won't say this in his elevator speech, but if you go to kevinlundberg.com, he has some great information about how to participate in your caucus, kevinlundberg.com, and he's probably our resident expert, I think, in the Colorado Senate about the caucus process. But if you go to the caucus, all Republicans that attend should be aware that this type of bill is now coming through. It's absolutely horrendous violation, in my opinion, of the Republican platform to be shielding criminal aliens from the federal government and our great enforcement agents there that are trying to do their job to keep us safe. This is a national security issue. And I think we really ought to pay attention to this bill, Senate Bill 166.
And again, if there's any particular language that I can send out to people who are calling and emailing to plead to their legislators to take that step back, as Kevin Lundberg has suggested, and not just quickly pass this through, but reevaluate the unintended consequences that are clearly easy to spell out here. And if we haven't made that clear, I don't know what else to do. But please send that to me. I want to thank both our senators for joining us. And again, when you're on the Joint Budget Committee, as these two senators are, you really know the breadth and depth of the issues and the Appropriations Committee, two very important, critical committees in our legislature. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to hang on, Kevin, after the break, we will have you do your elevator speech. We also have Brett Barkey on for state treasurer candidate. If he'll stay on after the break, we'll bring both of you up to do your back-to-back elevator speeches. Does that work for you, Senator?
That sounds great. I'll do it.
Thank you so much. Kent, you've got a busy morning ahead of you. Thank you so much for taking the time with us today. We'll be back, folks. You're listening to the Wake Up with Randy Corporan. I'm Jan Cook in for Randy Corporan this morning, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
Looking for ways to save on your Medicare Part D copays? Great news! Now all Denver area Rite Aid stores feature a Walgreens pharmacy. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens, and now Rite Aid's featuring a Walgreens pharmacy, is a preferred pharmacy with United Healthcare, Humana, and Cigna HealthSpring. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
Salem Media is proud to announce another half-price tuition, a great program for some of Denver's finest private occupational schools. We currently have a half-price tuition promotion for software testing at T3 Resources located in the Denver Tech Center. Software testing remains a top need among IT and software development companies. T3's training on Selenium enables graduates to enter the workforce with confidence that they've trained on the most widely used automated testing tool in the industry. Their job placement after graduation rate is at 90%, and you could be a student for half price. If you or someone you know could benefit from our half price tuition program, give us a call at 303-750-5687 or visit our websites 710knus.com, 947fmtheword.com, or moneytalk1690.com, and click on the half off school tuition banner. Please check out our half price tuition for T3 Resources today. Call 303-750-5687 or visit 710knus.com, 947fmtheword.com, or moneytalk1690.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-600-1194. That's 1-800-600-1194. 1-800-600-1194.
Managing rental property isn't easy.
Yeah, hi, it's me from Apartment G.
Kind of like you're on call 24-7.
My apartment is flooding?
That's why H.G. Smith & Company is always there to help you manage your property.
Yeah, me again. You're not going to believe it, but it's freezing in here.
H.G. Smith & Company. Residential property management for single-family homes, condos, townhomes, apartment buildings, everything. We have crews for maintenance. We find and screen the best tenants for you. With A.T. Smith & Company, the only management you have to do is deposit the check.
Yeah, me again in Apartment G. You know the toilet's running and the refrigerator's not.
At A.T. Smith & Company, we've been managing houses and apartments throughout Denver for 40 years. And when we're on the job, you don't have to be. Ask about our comprehensive management program, our free rental evaluation for your property. And remember, there's never a setup fee at A.T. Smith. Learn more today at atsmithco.com.
It's me again.
A.T. Smith, always there.
Now, back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. I'm Jan Cook in this morning for Randy. Mike, Randy's producer, will be taking your calls, so feel free to call us in, 303-696-1971. I'd like to go directly now to Brett Barkey. He's state treasurer candidate. He's a Democrat. Welcome, Brett.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you, Jen. Let me correct one thing. I'm running as a Republican.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Brett Barkey running as a Republican. I apologize for that.
Sorry.
I was looking at the wrong sheet here. So, what I'm doing is giving people 1 to 2 minutes, and why don't we give you a minute and a half? I'm going to time this because we're getting close to that 7:30 hour, and I also want to invite Senator Lundberg in to give his as well. So I'm going to time this, and you have a minute and 30 seconds to share why people should vote for you. And you can go right now.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. So the state treasurer's race is critical because the state treasurer can be an essential economic policy partner to a Republican governor, or if the unthinkable happens for Republicans, can be a critical common sense counterweight to a Democratic one. And you have to understand that a Governor Polis would have economic policy plans that will take a bite out of every Coloradan's wallet on things like taxes or Tabor or entitlements. And I'm the best candidate to be that critical counterweight. I have the broadest economic experience, the strongest leadership record, and the longest tenure of public service of anybody in the race. For economic experience, I spent 8 years in the United States Treasury Department serving an agency that had jurisdiction over the entire U.S. economy. In terms of leadership, I spent 25 years in the active and reserve Marine Corps. I retired as a colonel. I served 3 tours in Iraq. And I know that your listeners will want a Marine that's securing the state's assets, securing their assets. So in terms of public service, I've been in public service over 30 years. My family has been in the state since the 1860s. I'm fourth generation, so we've been of service to the state and its citizens since the 1860s, and service is in my DNA. There's a lot more about me on my website, brettbarkey.com. That's B-R-E-T-T-B-A-R-K-E-Y. You'll also find there I have a four-part plan to save the Public Employee Retirement Association, or PERA. State Treasurer sits on the PERA board. It's up to $50 billion underfunded. It will go broke without urgent action. And if it does go broke as a state entitlement, your listeners can count on reaching in their own pockets to pick up the tab.
So okay.
Am I done?
Yeah. Go ahead and wrap up. I actually gave you a little bit more time. So go ahead and wrap up. Brett Barkey for State Treasurer, Republican candidate.
Right. And so I think I have the essential economic policy experience, the battle-tested leadership, and the lifetime of service to be that critical counterweight or that economic policy partner as your next state treasurer. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And are you petitioning on, or as well as going through caucus? Are you going through caucus solely? What are you doing?
No, ma'am. Going through caucus.
Okay. So very good. There you go. Brett has given his little elevator pitch, and good luck, sir.
Great to be with you.
Thank you for your time. And now we're going to bring back Senator Kevin Lundberg, Larimer County. He is on the currently he's on the Joint Budget Committee. He's also the chair of the Appropriations Committee, and he's running also as a Republican for state treasurer. Go ahead and welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Jan. It's a pleasure to be able to talk on this a bit as well. Really, we've covered quite a bit of the main qualifications that I have, which is the experience of knowing what the state's financial system is all about. You know, I, on Joint Budget Committee, I've literally spent hundreds of hours poring over every detail of our state's budget. And the job of the treasurer is the guy who looks after the funds, who deals with all of the different programs that interface with the treasurer, with the school districts, with the senior property exemption system, with he does serve on PARA, he's the state's banker and chief financial officer in that respect. I have been in the legislature for the past 16 years. I have the longest record of conservative leadership in the state legislature. I want to put that knowledge, that experience, that record to work as your next state treasurer. And I want to take it one step further, and that is to be that watchman on the wall as a statewide elected official to sound the alarm whenever anything is not going right within our state's government. I understand it well enough. I'll have that bully pulpit of state treasurer to really represent we the people in every issue, to defend Tabor, to stand up for the conservative values that we hold dear. My website is kevinlundberg.com, and I'd appreciate everybody to dig deep and look into each and every candidate. And yes, I am going through the caucus and assembly process. I am not petitioning onto the ballot.
Okay, very good. I have to tell you that I've learned more about you in this little short segment, both in your speaking about SB 166. So that gives people a sense of your thought process. So I very much appreciate your time. Thank you for staying through the breaks, and I wish you the best.
Well, thank you very much, Jan, and I wish everybody goes to their caucus on Tuesday night.
I do, too. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Now, we have a caller, Ruth. She has a question about Senate Bill 166, the list of Republican supporters. Welcome to Wake Up with Randy Corporan. How are you, Ruth, this morning?
I'm fine. Thank you. And I just wanted to know, is there a website or a place where I can find the names of any Republican elected official that would be in favor of this Bill 166?
Yes, if you go to the Colorado, if you have internet access and you just put in Colorado General Assembly, the website will come up. It's a fantastic, intuitive, user-friendly website. And okay. you can put in the bill SB 166, and it will show you the sponsors. It'll show you the history of who is where it's been in committee. It'll give you everything you need to know. Now, I did have a list of senators that people were sending around because they wanted to get that their phone numbers and also to contact them about the issue of wanting them to oppose this bill. And you can get all of their names on all of the committees. They'll have their email addresses, their phone numbers. It's very easy to work with. So just go over to the Colorado General Assembly website.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
That does. And I thank you very much.
I thank you. Now, just tell me real quick, Ruth, what's your favorite Saturday morning beverage?
Coffee.
Mine too. Do you have a particular brand you like?
Any of the inexpensive ones that are on sale.
Well, good for you. Coffee's just coffee for you, okay?
That's it, yeah.
Excellent. Well, enjoy your day, and please say something to these. Let them know if you don't like what you heard about Senate Bill 166. Please make phone calls, send your emails out. And are you planning to go to caucus on Tuesday?
I'm trying. It's my problem is getting a ride because I'm handicapped. So I'm doing my best. We have a very active gentleman here in the building that I live in.
What county are you in?
Denver.
You're Denver in Denver county.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm, boy, I'll tell you, internet search the Republican Party, they have a very active, the Denver area has a very active group there, and I can guarantee you they'll make sure they find a ride for you.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
And thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Now, we have Polly Lawrence joining us, and she's here to talk about HB 1001. That is the Family and Medical Leave Insurance Program. Polly is in the House. In fact, she's on the House Finance Committee. And this bill, I believe, is coming up on March the 7th. Is Polly with us?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Polly. Is it true that this bill is up in Finance Committee on March the 7th? Is it 1:30 in the afternoon?
Yeah, I just checked the calendar. It is still scheduled for March 7th at 1:30.
Okay. And we had a gentleman in that does financial analysis, and he had reviewed the fiscal note. His name is Richard Turnquist. He's also put a blog post up where he lists why he opposes this particular bill, and he calls it the 21 Reasons to Oppose HB 1001. His website, if anybody wants to read the blog, is to advancefreedom.com. So I would love to have your thoughts on this and the status of the bill, and what are you thinking? Some people that I've talked to are concerned about this being another bureaucratic system, having another bureaucrat in charge of this new agency, and essentially anyone who gets a W-2 will get a tax increase is how it's being positioned. So what are your thoughts, Representative Lawrence?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what this is. It's going to set up an enterprise within state government, which means the taxpayers will have no say on how it's run. And it will be almost a shadow government. It's going to set up, they're going to have employees. They will decide what the benefits are. And they'll also have the ability to not only set this 0.99% tax to begin with, but when they realize that they're paying out more benefits than they're taking in tax dollars, they can raise that at any time to any amount without the vote of the people.
Wow. How much support is this getting thus far in the legislature?
Well, I would say it's being introduced in the House, where the Democrats control. And that's obviously where their support's coming from. This is, I think, the fourth year that I've seen this bill. It's died every year in the Senate because the Republicans still have that one seat majority. But it does usually get out of the House because the Democrats like this. They like the idea of taking money from everyone in the state and being able to divvy that out as they see fit.
Now, when you are in the House Finance Committee on March the 7th, what does that mean for the citizens? Is there any, first of all, what are you doing as representatives during that meeting with regard to HB 1001? And then is there any opportunity for citizens to play a role as well?
So the Finance Committee is mainly going to be looking at the fiscal note, which is certainly problematic. I've just pulled it up right here. And just when we're talking about additional employees within this enterprise, which again, the voters and the legislature will not have any control over. It's going to start with 11 employees. In 1920, it'll grow to 50. In 2021, they expect to have 200 employees
Wow.
on their payroll for this department. So we are going to be really looking at the fiscal note and its impact on taxpayers around the state. And there's definitely an opportunity for anyone to come in and testify for or against this bill. So if you have listeners out there who are concerned about it, I would go on the state's website, look up House Bill 18-1001, look at the fiscal note, come in and testify. Let us know what your thoughts are on this.
And they can do that on the 7th?
Yep.
Okay, great. And it, the committee, I assume, begins at 1:30. Approximately what time would citizens be able to, what is it, something like a 1 to 3 minute period of time that they're allotted to speak?
If they have a lot of people coming in to talk about a bill, they'll usually limit it to about 3 minutes.
Okay.
But then there's also time for questions and answers. And right now on the 7th, there's only two bills. Let me look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only two bills scheduled.
Okay. And typically would the citizens that come in to speak about the bill, would that be at a later part of the committee meeting? Like approximately what time would you allow them to start speaking?
We'll just start taking the bills in order, and depending on how long they are, you know, how much testimony or how much information we need. But since there's not a lot on the calendar, it shouldn't take very long.
Okay, great. How about in terms of getting the voice out and not only testifying during the hearing, which is great, we'll certainly get that information out to everyone. Anyone who's listening right now will certainly get it out on social media as well. What else can they be doing? Is it still good timing to reach out to their legislator representatives now?
I would definitely reach out to the people on the Finance Committee, but also reach out to everyone, because if it gets out of Finance, it'll go to the House. Well, it'll go to Appropriations, and then it'll go to the House floor. So it'll have the ability for every member of the House of Representatives to comment on it when it gets to the floor for second reading. And I think for those members who are not sitting on Finance or Appropriations, it's important for them to hear from the voters to know what they think about this bill. So I would definitely, you know, call their offices. If their cell phones are listed, call their cell phones, leave a message, send an email, but don't just use a, you know, pre-scripted email, because a lot of times, quite honestly, you kind of disregard some of them. You look at them, but then move on quickly.
Yes.
Put in your personal comments. What are your personal thoughts on it? Because a lot of times, when I'm going down to the well to talk about a bill, I will use some of the talking points that I've gotten from constituents, because they'll see something in a bill that I may have missed.
Mm-hmm. No, this is good. And I'm really hoping that both on SB 166 and on HB 1001 that people, I already know they are starting to voice their concern on SB 166. Have you received much information in terms of opposition towards this bill, HB 1001?
I really haven't gotten anything on it yet. I think it's still early in the process.
Okay.
And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of folks just aren't paying attention to it. And I think especially on bills like this, excuse me.
Yeah, no worries.
On bills like this, we really need to get the people of Colorado more involved in what kind of legislation is being offered down here, and the fact that it will probably get out of the Democrat-controlled House.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll wrap up on HB 1001, and then Representative Polly Lawrence will give her, it's been going about 2 minutes, two-minute elevator pitch as to why you want to consider her for the next Colorado State Treasurer. You're listening to Wake Up with Randy Corporan. I'm Jan Cook, in for Randy. We'll be back with Representative Polly Lawrence and your calls.
CBS News updates. It's a deadly nor'easter pounding the East Coast. 7 deaths attributed to the fierce storm now. On the Massachusetts coast, WBZ TV reporter Ann Myler.
The Situate was hit with a second round of flooding with the high tide around midnight. And we have seen the water recede some since we first got out here around 4:30 this morning. But there is more flooding expected with the next high tide around noon today. Thousands of homes and businesses are in the dark this morning. As of last night, 100% of Situate was without power.
A few miles away, CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A lot of people here in Winthrop spent the night pumping water out of their basements. There was a lot of storm surge, and that brought a lot of water in. So you walk around the streets here, you see, no exaggerating, sand everywhere with the wind dying down. The focus now becomes getting the lights back on to the hundreds of thousands of people here in Massachusetts that are waking up in the dark.
You know, for some, power is coming back. For others, it'll be days. CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
We'll be at the 2018 Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center. Meet Chuck and Julie and Stephen Tubbs as they broadcast their shows live on Friday, March 2nd. And see the Bird Guys, Dave and Scott Minow, as they broadcast their show live on Saturday, March 3rd. Stop by the 710 booth to register to win a 70-inch Sony 4K TV presented by Roll 'Em Out Shelves, making your life easier and more organized. Visit rollemoutshelves.com. Find inspiration from the latest ideas and trends in landscaping, gardening, and home improvement at the 2018 Colorado Garden and Home Show at the Colorado Convention Center.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks123.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks123.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.freedomchecks123.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-300-5254. Again, that's 1-800-300-5254. 1-800-300-5254.
Pain relief is elusive. Pain relief is mysterious. Pain relief can be hit or miss. I want you to get all the pain relief benefits that you deserve without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. Introducing Relief Factor. What a wonderful, wonderful pain relief product made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients, giving your body the help it needs to aid recurring aches and pains. You got aches and pains from a good workout at the gym? Good for you. Now we got to get rid of that pain. You have lower back pain? Have you reached a certain age and you're running out of steam because of your legs or your hips? Let me introduce you to Relief Factor with their 3-week quick start. This is a natural way of dealing with the aches and pains of life. And I know that it works as I tried it, and after 2.5 weeks, my lower back pain was gone. Go to ReliefFactor.com and take the 3-week quick start, which is just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Tell them Mike Gallagher sent you. 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Go to 710KNUS.com to download our free mobile app and listen to 710KNUS on your phone anytime, anywhere. Message and data rates apply. We now return to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Welcome back. You're listening to Wake Up with Randy Corcoran. I'm Jan Cook in for Randy. Randy's producer, Mike, is taking your call, so call in now. We'll have plenty of time to chat in the coming hour. 303-696-1971. Let me know what your favorite Saturday morning beverage is. Go out onto @ClearTransition. Take the poll that I have set up. Should Mayor Michael Hancock resign from office? It's simply no, yes, unsure. It will be anonymous. I won't know who voted in the poll. And you can only vote once, just because that's what Twitter only allows per handle. So @ClearTransition. Some folks have left me a comment and I've commented back as well. But we want to hear from you. So call in 303-696-1971. My guest is Representative Polly Lawrence. She's on the House Finance Committee. We've been talking about the bill HB1001, which is the acronym is FAMLI, Family and Medical Leave Insurance Program. It pretends to be a large bureaucracy. So if you think about it, it's going to be costly to the state from that bureaucratic standpoint, but it's also going to cost individuals who receive a W-2, you will essentially be getting a tax increase. Right now, it's at a 0.99. However, the director of FAMLI will have the discretion to increase that over time. There are no ceilings, so it's something to think about. Representative Polly Lawrence has also welcomed citizens to come and testify. Testify simply means that if you've got some good information, like Richard Turnquist, who has the paper on 20 reasons to oppose HB1001, and you can go to toadvancefreedom.com. Great information there. Someone like Richard could go and testify and help educate the legislators as to why, through his research and due diligence, he feels this bill should be opposed. And if you've got some other reasons why you think, maybe you're a business owner and you see that there's a lot of bureaucracy and red tape that this is going to add to your business and you want to share that with them, or some added costs that you're concerned about. So welcome back, Representative Lawrence.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me this morning.
Now, we want to move into put your treasurer candidate hat on. You are running to become the next Colorado state treasurer, and I'd like you to take 2 minutes and share with our listeners why you should be considered for the next state treasurer.
Well, Jan, thank you very much for the opportunity. I bring some real-world hands-on experience to this race, having helped run a family-owned construction company that's been in business since 1924. I not only handled the banking, bonding, finance, but I also handled the pension plans. We were a union contractor until last year and dealt with 3 different union pensions, but we were able to work with our employees and come up with a better package of benefits than the unions offered, and our employees voted to stay with us and leave those unions. I think that shows that I have the ability to work with a team and come up with solutions that are sometimes a little outside the box. I started working at the company as a flagger, and one of the things that I learned as the flagger is the job doesn't start until I arrive, and I'm the last one to leave, and that's something that I've really kept in my working life. First one to arrive, last one to leave, you know, making sure that I'm I'm there, I'm a team player, and getting the job done on a daily basis. Three of the things that I plan to focus on, and anyone can go to my website, it's poly2018.com, to look at what I have in store for the treasurer's office. But we plan on focusing on ending the year-end spend, reforming PARA, and locking the revolving door. And I know you're limited on time, so I will just refer folks again to my website. It's Polly, P-O-L-L-Y, 2018.com.
Well, very good. Polly, thank you. Do you have a bit of a cold?
I do. You know, it's that gunk that's going around, and the air is so dry in Colorado right now, it's kind of driving me crazy.
Well, I just wanted to say that because I can tell from talking to you in the past that your voice is a little bit clearer usually, and I just wanted people to know that Polly's got a little bit of a cold. But if you go down to the Capitol on March the 7th to be a citizen that will testify in front of the Finance Committee, you can meet Polly in person and shake her hand. And I want to thank you so much, Polly, for coming on. Good luck. I think we're in the same precinct. So I will see you at the March caucus on the 6th.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. And Jan, thank you again for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
All right, so for the rest of the, we'll be taking a break in a few minutes. I have a few more minutes, though, to spend with you. And, you know, normally with our Randy Corporan and Matt Dunn and starting with Peter in the morning and going to Chuck and Julie and then Stephen Tubbs, their lines are all firing up. They're all saying, oh, the lines are firing up. So I have to be honest, my lines aren't firing up, but you could help fire them up. So call in now because the lines are wide open. Would love to chat with you. Tell me what your favorite beverage is. Someone still hasn't said what famous person has I'll give you a hint, has a Periscope with over 1 million people that tune into this individual. And he has us take a simultaneous sip of our favorite beverage. So I'm about to do that once again. I'm going to take my, please join me in your jammies or your workout clothes on this wonderful, beautiful, balmy Saturday morning. I think it's going to be in the mid to late 60s again, temperature wise. So I'm going to take my sip. Ah, that's good. As I said, it's a home-brewed Starbucks blend. It's some new brand they have with, it's a Hawaiian mix with South African. It's got a lovely caramel finish on the end. So let's talk a little bit about what happened with Representative Steve Lepsick. I have a bit of a, he was expelled. I want to look up the, this is a precedence. I don't think that this has happened in quite some time. So this happened yesterday evening, and I have a little clip I thought I would play, and we can talk a little bit about that. We can talk about Mayor Hancock. I've got the poll. Please go out onto @ClearTransition and say whether you think yes, no, unsure, whether he should resign from office. But let's listen to this little clip here from 7 News.
State Representative Steve Lepsock expelled from the state legislature. Lepsock was first elected in 2012 to represent North Glenn and most of Thornton. He faced what a state-ordered investigation called credible allegations of sexual harassment from at least 5 women. 80% of state legislators voted him to remove him from office.
And we watched hours of tearful, angry debate leading up to this vote. And during debate, we learned one member of the House was so afraid of Lepsock's temper, he started wearing a bulletproof vest at the Capitol.
And I'm wearing it. It's right here. I'm wearing Kevlar because I fear for retaliation.
We all come into this chamber to uphold democracy. And that's what that vote was today.
So Representative Steve Lepsock also did something rather interesting. He changed party affiliation before that final vote. We're going to talk about a little bit about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Wake Up with Randy Corporan. I'm Jan Cook. in for Randy. You can call us when we return at 303-696-1971.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.